You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I know a lot of people feel a lot of angst when it comes to those best buy or sell by dates on food and beverages, and they freak out about it. Let me put it this way. I used to always be kind of middle ground. There were a couple of things that I would worry about. I'm not even a big milk drinker. I rarely have milk in my house, but except to cook with. But I would be really kind of antsy about milk, not so much with eggs, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I married someone who gives no you-know-whats about those dates. And it pulled me back the direction I probably need to be because she's like, screw that date. She goes, it's fine. And, you know, in all of our years together, I haven't gotten sick one time.
That's good.
So I know she's right.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, those dates are stupid.
Yeah, they are. Most of them are. I mean, eggs, my God, I'll eat away eggs like 2-3 weeks past that expiration.
Yeah,
eggs are always fine. You don't even have to store your eggs in your refrigerator, I guess, from what Jerry over at Eggland's Best told me.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Just keep them on your counter.
I do keep them in there anyway, though.
I do, too. Just last night, we threw away 2 brand-new bags of salad because the expiration date was 2 days ago. I was ready to dig in and chow down, but Nick Knock did the sniff test on them, and she said, these smell bad. These are really, really bad. And I was like, well, not that bad. You could choke them down. What is just little chunks
dressing on
that? Put a little dressing, throw some croutons on there. You'll never know what you're eating. You know, the dressing will cover everything.
Yeah.
So, I'm like that. I'll eat things past the date.
The country throws away way too much. We waste so much food in this nation. It's ridiculous. So somebody asked a, quote, food expert, Jeremy.
Yes.
And they have listed a few things, such as your bagged salad.
Oh, is it?
And they
on
go,
there?
As long as it looks okay, it's probably
See, that's the
fine.
Thing. It looked okay to me last night, but I guess the sniff test was the nail in the coffin. But all right.
With the milk that we were talking about, the expert says fine to drink up to a week after the date on the carton. What do you guys do with milk? You guys probably go through a lot more milk.
We have slowed down definitely on the milk. We buy the half gallons now instead of the gallon. Mm-hmm. Milk is one of those things that I get a little leery past the date. Because then you get all those little milk crusties on the top too, which kind of gross me out.
Right,
those little milk flakes. So I'm good with the date.
And that's the one where the sniff test really comes in too.
Yeah, it does.
Eggs, we already talked about. This expert says they're good for weeks after.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I've never heard this float test. Have you?
No. If they float
this
in water.
This is the first I've heard of this. Maybe it's been around for a million years. I'm just now hearing about it. They say if you're worried about your eggs, try the float test. If an egg floats in water, throw it away.
Who's got time to do that?
I don't have time for that.
I'm just going to crack it open and look at it. Yeah, it looks okay. I'm eating it. Give me some scrambled eggs. Where's my Tabasco?
Yeah.
Put some cheese on it.
Speaking of cheese. Hard cheeses like cheddar last a long time. Even if there's mold, you just cut that off.
I will say if there's mold, I'm not eating it. I'm not cutting
it
off.
I've seen that with, there was an old girlfriend of mine who was that way. She would pull out cheese, see the mold. She just whack the mold off of it and then go ahead. And you know what? Again, it was totally fine.
Well, I did that the other day. Gosh, what was it? A couple of weeks ago. We were having friends over and we're making like a little cheese and cracker platter or whatever. And I'm eating some of the cheese as we're cutting it up. And then I'm like, this tastes a little funny. And I looked down and it was all moldy. I was eating moldy cheese.
Ah, you're fine.
I was like, what? No.
You know, my question, and I don't really, I see that they just mention roughly, you know, dry ingredients. They lump them all together.
Yep.
But you know, the whole thing with spices. Because so many of us are guilty of pulling out a spice and looking on the bottom of it, and it'll be like expired 7 years ago
Use
or
it.
Something like that.
Use it.
And I think somebody once told me, and our listeners will probably, and in fact, we'll probably get a text from somebody. Our text line, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Someone once told me that the only thing with spice is that it will never hurt you. It just loses its flavor. So suddenly
potency,
it's not really a
yeah.
spice anymore.
If it's in a dry, dark place, you know, usually a pantry or something, you're going to be fine. It's just not going to be as garlicky, you know. And really, like, we buy our spices at Costco, so it's these giant things of, you know, garlic powder. And it takes forever to go through them. So, you know, whatever. Just keep using them.
And then the last thing on the list, canned food. They said a lot of canned food can last up to 2 years past its expiration date, especially soups
good.
And vegetables. I would start to get a little nervous when it's 2 years
As long
later,
as you
but
heat it up to kill anything growing in there. I think you're all right.
Yeah. And we have to remember that, you know, there's also, there was an article one time about the difference between used by, best by, expired. Like, there doesn't seem to be a consensus on the wording. And I read an article that said the wording matters too.
Really? Like, I feel like it's all the same thing.
No, the article, I'll try to dig it up and I'll send it to you. It was something about how used by or best by even mean two different things. Well, like, for instance,
I can see that. Like, used by your bread, you got to use it by like a week and then, or it's going to crap, right?
Yeah, and best by might have something to do with like those flavors we were talking about with spices. Like, you can still enjoy it, but you might not enjoy it as much.
Correct. And then we have the argument in the house. When the expiration date is basically null and void, it doesn't count anymore. Like, somebody will pick up a jar of pickles in the fridge that's been opened and in there for a month, but you still look at it and it says, oh, the expiration is in August. These are still good. But no, that cancels out after you open them up.
Oh.
It's a cancel. It doesn't, you know, because now air
has
been to it.
That's not what cancel means.
Well, whatever. It cancels out the expiration date.
You got to get the cancel right.
No!
You always screw that up.
I don't care.
It's my thing. You can't take it and then screw it up.
You invented cancel.
My girlfriend in the early 1990s created the cancel.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
You'd never heard
and
it
I invented
you met
Star
me.
Wars.
You never heard it before you
Everybody
met
says cancel.
Not cancel.
Yes.
Cancel, for those of you who are wondering, what that means is it's not canceling something out. That's canceling or canceling out.
Cancel culture.
Cancel is when you say something
that
then you suddenly are like, oh, like if you're saying, oh, we better hurry. We might get into a car accident. Then you got to say, oh, cancel. It takes away the bad juju of what you've just said. That's what cancel is. It's not, I eat my food, so I'm going to cancel. Idiot.
If you have to explain it, it's not a good saying.
Well, apparently I can explain a lot of things to you.